Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study on the home, we were talking about being careful not to let the world's philosophy govern our lives instead of God. Let's continue with that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Please stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Beware of the world philosophy being cunningly woven into you. Do not think like the modern-day romanticist and think that we are to find a solution, which most often leads to compromise. But don't think that we're to find a solution to every problem and live this life joyfully ever after in this flesh. Now, my friend, the Bible calls us to endure hardness as good soldiers of the cross. And we are to be occupied with the pursuit of his will daily. I think of the old hymn that says, "Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? Is this vile world a friend to grace, to help me on to God? Sure, I must fight it. If I would reign, increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word." My friend, are you a soldier of the cross? If intimacy with God isn't maintained daily, if our devotions are not vital, and our meditations are not seeking and actively concentrating on things above, then it's quite likely circumstances will overcome us again and again, and it will affect our service for God. And as a matter of fact, if we continue to serve, it may not be out of love. The problem isn't the circumstances, although they are wrong, as the circumstances in which Naomi was placed. You see, the problem is our heart. The heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. Our service gets cut back or becomes ineffective. The difference between a martyr with a victorious attitude and an unjoyful Christian with a martyr's attitude is the matter of having our affections and seekings on things above. When we want our way instead of God's way, we will fall and we will become miserable Christians. Now, what can you do if you're going through problems right now in the home? Well, ask yourself, am I in the will of God and doing what he wants me to do? And that includes what he wants you to do in the home. Number two, since God knows my situation, do I realize that I am faulting him for it, rather than to see his hand in it and allowing it as a means for me to bring glory to him and to his blessed name? Turn, if you will, back one book to Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. There it says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Now, don't miss out on God's grace by whining and maintaining a martyr's complex. And as a result, you lose sight of eternity. How real is Philippians 4, 6 through 8 to you, my friend? There it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." In other words, take it to the Lord and leave it there. "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Now, that doesn't say that it will change the circumstances, but he'll keep your heart and mind by his peace. And then in Philippians 4:8, he completes that thought saying, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Now, all these things to think on are found in the Word of God. You see, your faith needs to have a resting place, and that resting place is the Word of God. So how real is Philippians 4, 6 through 8 in the very situation and circumstances that you presently face? Number 4, the trial of our faith is much more precious than gold. Am I refusing to allow God to use this trial to build the crown that he has for me? Have I allowed it to affect the quality of my service? Wow, if I have, I've lost sight of eternity. I'm living too much in the present, focused only on now. Number 5, is it my place to decide what the trial should be, or do I trust the Lord Jesus Christ in everything? Even if the problem is to stay with me for the rest of my earthly life. Now, my friend, how important are things above to you? How important is eternity to you? Now, I've given you some principles in dealing with home problems. And yet, all those principles are for naught if Jesus Christ is not your Lord and Savior. My friend, do you know that if you died today, that heaven is your home? Was there a time in your life where you realized that you were a sinner headed for hell, and you couldn't be good enough and do enough or in any way earn your way to heaven, and you realized that you could do nothing to help save your soul? But then you realized that when Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross for your sins, and that he was buried and rose from the dead, he paid in full your penalty for all sin, for all time. And believing that he did that for you, you repented. That is, you turned from depending on yourself, depending on religion, depending on your goodness. You turned from your sin and you gave your life to Christ. You put your total trust in His death, burial, and resurrection, in the shed blood of Christ for your sins. You trusted that completely and you accepted His forgiveness. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Don't put it off." Now, my friend, I want you to know God loves you and He wants to save you. And you can be saved right where you are right now. What must you do? Well, admit that you're a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." My friend, that includes me. That includes you. Be willing to repent. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He's appointed a day in which He will judge the world. In Luke 13:3, Jesus said, "Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." In Acts 3:19, it says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord." So, turn from your sin and turn from depending on yourself and turn to Jesus Christ. Believing that Jesus Christ shed His blood for you on the cross and paid your penalty in full, He died for you there, suffered all the wrath of God on your sin for you. His body was buried, His soul went to the depths of hell, and then 3 days later, He rose up victorious over hell and the grave. And having done that for you, and believing that, through prayer, you invite Him into your life as your Lord and Savior. For the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." My friend, why not, right where you are, right now, bow your head and pray with me this prayer, asking God to save you. Pray this prayer. "Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I am willing, by God's grace, to turn from sin and self. So right now, I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. We have a booklet titled Building Blocks that we want to send you. It's been updated, and it's one that we can use to help you to grow in your new Christian life. Well, my friend, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. We don't take that for granted. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, "May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus."
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.